You know what else is disappearing from the supermarket shelves? Toilet paper. Ha ha ha, you can laugh now. There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We gotta quit writing on it. But I want to tell you, it is serious. I just saw a commercial where... I know it's coming. Where Mrs. Olson comes in with a shopping bag, and the housewife says, forget the coffee, just give me the shopping bag. I want to tell you...
That's when shopping bags were made out of paper.
Yeah.
It's not so funny when it's plastic. That was 1973. In all my curious nature with the toilet paper, I'm like, you know what? How do they even make toilet paper? And there's a website, Toilet Paper History, that...
Riveting.
Yeah, they used rivets when they made them.
No, Northern Tissue in 1939 advertised the first ever splinter-free toilet paper.
Who knew?
Ooh. Oh, my back end's hurting.
And on that website, it said there was a toilet paper shortage in 1973 as a result of this Johnny Carson joke that spurred a massive buy-up and shortage of toilet paper as a result of
So it's not the
joke.
First time, folks.
I've never seen little old ladies run like they do for toilet paper right now.
So it made me look around. Okay, so how is it manufactured? And I found a do-it-yourself direction on how to make your own toilet paper. You'll need a large pot, sheets of newspaper, or a half-pound stack of just copy paper, 5-gallon bucket, water, leaves and grass, baby oil, metal spoon, 2 bath towels, rolling pin, wooden board, and scissors, and the ability to heat it. So when you say 5-gallon bucket, not a plastic one, because you've got to be able to heat it. But we'll post that link in the archive page for reference. I won't go through the entire.
Well, with that much
steps.
Work, you'd use it more sparingly, wouldn't you?
This could really seriously start a resurgence of newspaper subscriptions.
That's what I was thinking too.
You know,
this could save the newspaper industry.
You know what else it could do?
Every time you go to the restroom, it's a headline.
I'm old enough to have relatives in South Louisiana that were using latrines, and they were all stacked with Sears catalogs and newspapers.
And the
it wasn't for reading.
That would be Outhouse back then.
Yeah, that'd be Outhouse back there by the bayou.
And we talked about Andrew and our Tucson air conditioning partner. He also offers plumbing, and he just we were talking this week, and he's like, "Yeah, let's focus on bidets because that's becoming extremely popular." And as gross as this subject is, I do want to address the bidets because, you know, we're always so water conscious, and water is obviously key and critical. But it brings up the conversation.
I'm not getting in on this. You're on this one all by yourself.
You're on an
buddy.
Island all by yourself.
Is a bidet responsible for desert use? Well, if you live in an area where your sewer, your drain lines are tied back into the city, it's a great thing to do. How much water does it take to grow those trees to make those, to make it? Then you've got the shipping, you've got the plastic manufacturing for the containers, you've got, you know, these trucks, semis full of toilet paper driving all over. Our cities in Arizona reclaim that water. That's what powers the Palo Verde nuclear power plant that generates electricity for seven states across the Southwest use energy that comes from Palo Verde. All of that water that goes back into our drain is reclaimed. And this is really sick. If you want to see the picture, you can social media.
I thought we were going to end this conversation at splinter free.
Yeah, me too.
And look at what municipalities are posting that they're pulling out of the sewer that people are flushing down.
Oh.
Kleenex and paper towels and things that really aren't designed to go in the sewer. The amount of money it costs us to purify and make that water clean and return it into our water energy or back into the rivers and lakes. It would save us money through the municipalities to not put any paper products into our system to begin with. So it could, if somebody's telling you it's not a smart thing to put a bidet in the desert, well, if you're on city water system that's going back to the treatment facility, it's the best thing you could do for the water system and for our infrastructure.
And you can get bidet attachments to your current toilet. If you have an elongated toilet, you can get an attachment. The lowest I've seen price for them is $30. They're very easy to install. I'm thinking about it. I really am thinking about doing it myself.
So if you're in my circle of friends and humor, you may have seen the picture of the redneck retrofit. Of a handheld weed sprayer and the pump right out of the toilet.
Or the chair with the seat cut out over the top of a lawn sprinkler.
What do you guys do all
day?
This show's going down the drain really fast.
That could bring back clotheslines for your privacy. You know, dry your clothes. And in the center of that, have your outdoor bidet.
If there's one time we needed a hard break, is now.